previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa will vaccinate its entire 7.2 million cattle herd against foot and mouth disease starting in February next year. Making the announcement, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen said the country is expecting two consignments of 2 million vaccines each and is hoping to produce 1.5 million locally. The aim is to protect the country's red meat industry and restore export capability. Livestock and poultry represent some 50% of South Africa's farming economy. Says Steenhuisen, this is a battle we are currently not winning. For this reason, we are now significantly strengthening our approach to regain control of the situation. Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, wants criminal charges brought against former Road Accident Fund CEO Collins Letswalo. This after Letswalo failed to comply with a summons from SCOPA to appear at its inquiry into the fund. Letswalo has repeatedly refused to cooperate, calling the probe a kangaroo court. Now SCOPA will write to the Speaker of the National Assembly to recommend legal action against Letswalo. Three trade unions have rejected Eskom's 3.5% pay offer, if that is in fact what's on the table. The NUM and NUMSA describe the Eskom offer as a mockery. They're holding firm for a 15% pay hike. However, Solidarity, according to Business Day, says it's not even certain that the offer is 3.5% and wants Eskom to clarify. The first round of wage talks started yesterday and continue today. The unions believe their demand, way above inflation as it is justified by Eskom's recent return to profitability. South Africa's biggest food company, Tiger Brands, will pay a final special dividend of 4 billion rand following some very decent full-year results. Tiger's latest numbers show strong volume and profit growth across most business units. The special dividend will be over and above the ordinary full-year dividend of 16 rand 44 or 2.4 billion. Tiger's share price jumped on the news, closing up 7%. On the broader markets, the JSE all-share closed last evening up 1.4%, the top 40 up 1.5%, London's FTSE ended up just beneath 1%. Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P 500 both up 0.7%, the Nasdaq up 0.8%. Tokyo this morning is up 1%, Hong Kong and Sydney just above flat. The US dollar eased to 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.12 to the dollar, 19.86 to the euro, 22.69 to sterling. Gold at 4,149, platinum 16.17, Bitcoin just over 91,000, and Brent crude oil $62.80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.